Hi, can I please speak to Latoya?
This is she.
Good morning, Miss Latoya. My name is Albert Ramirez, and I'm giving you a call about the Depo Provera contraceptive lawsuit on a recorded line. Miss Jones,
okay.
would you like me to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Wait, hold on. I can't hear you. Give me just a second and get my
sure.
Get in a better spot over here. I'm in the country.
Okay.
Okay. Now, what's it say now?
All right, let's try this again. So my name is Albert Ramirez, and I was calling you regarding the Depo Provera contraceptive lawsuit. So we're speaking
okay.
on a recorded line, and I wanted to know if you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit.
Yes.
Okay, ma'am. And did you already get an attorney to assist you file with the claim?
No.
Okay. And part two to that question is, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you haven't sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm for this specific matter, or signed documents electronically or physically with another law firm?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And are you filing the claim on your behalf?
Yes.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States, ma'am?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
You were? I'm so sorry to hear that, ma'am. Was the meningioma of the brain or the spine?
The spine.
The spine? Okay. And when were you diagnosed?
Spine. Well, it was like right at the bottom of my brain where your spine mm-hmm. and brain meet.
Mm-hmm. When were you diagnosed?
When was I diagnosed?
Yes. What year?
In 2011.
Do you recall what year? What month of 2011? Was it beginning of the year, middle, or the end of the year?
No, it was like May 11, 2011.
May 11, 2011?
Yes.
Okay. And what's your birthday, ma'am?
11/22/1973.
All right. Let me repeat that. I have November 22nd, 1973. Is that right?
Right.
Okay. And do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo Provera?
No, sir.
Okay, good. All right, next, the drug, Depo Provera, did you use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera by Pfizer?
Yes, I did.
Okay, did you ever switch to the generic? Or was it always the Depo Provera?
No, I just used, I didn't use the Depo Provera in the generic version for a minimum of 1 year. That's what I use.
All right, let me rewind because I think I confused myself. Okay, so we established that you used the name brand contraceptive Depo Provera by Pfizer, correct?
Right.
Okay, and did you or a loved one ever switched or did you ever switch to a generic version for a minimum of 1 year?
No, I never used a generic version.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
Okay, and within the 1 year, can you confirm that you had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And so do you remember what year you started using the Depo Provera? When did you start using it? What year?
I think it was, let me make sure, get it right. Two thousand Japanese. I think it was like 2004.
Okay, so we definitely used Depo-Provera between January 1st, 1992 through their present date, correct?
I used it from November. I received my first injection in November 2004 and my last injection in September of 2010.
Okay, so thank you very much. So you used it for 6 years?
Yes.
Okay, so you started using it in 2004, so that is after 1992, correct?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. And you got meningioma and of the spine.
Right.
I'm so sorry. And can you please confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Thank you, ma'am. And next, I have Latoya Jones. Do you have a middle name, Latoya?
Yes, Shanette. S-H-A-W.
S-H-A-W-N-E-T. Let me see if I got that right. S-H-A-W-N-E-T. Shanette?
Yes.
Okay, that's pretty. I like that.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And Miss Jones is J-O-N-E-S, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And what's your social, ma'am?
427-13-4172.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. I have your email address of loving ubles me.
You blesses me. Yes.
Oh, there you go. Loving you blesses me at gmail.com. Yeah, that's awesome. And then I have your phone number, 601-522-0053. Is that your cell number?
Yeah.
Okay. And may I please have your home address now?
My home address is 99 Jenny, J-E-N-N-Y, Lane, Prentice, Mississippi.
Prentice,
P-R-E-N. T-I-S-S.
Oh, Prentice. Got it. Is that a house or a unit number attached to that, or is it just 99 Jenny Lane?
It's 99. That's the house. Yeah.
Okay. And that's Mississippi, right?
Right.
Okay. Thank you. All right. 1 second. Okay, so the meningioma, you were certain that it is of the spine and not of the brain, ma'am?
It was on the brain.
It was on the brain?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, I'm so sorry to hear that. Okay, next, administrating... Okay, who administered the Depo-Provera? Was it a doctor, their medical staff, or did you do it yourself?
It was a doctor.
The doctor? Okay. And we said that you took it for 6 years, right?
Right.
6 years, 4 shots a year. That's 24 shots minimum, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And what is the name of the doctor that administered the Depo-Provera?
Dr. Olivia Moran.
Olivia Moreno?
M-O-R-A-N.
Moran. Dr. Olivia Moran. Okay. And what city was she based out of?
Jefferson Davis, Prentice, Mississippi.
Jefferson Davis, you said?
No, it's Prentice, Mississippi.
Okay.
That's the city. Yeah, Jefferson Davis is the county. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay. Prentice. I've never heard of that city before. That's pretty cool.
It's really Prentice. Small.
Prentice. I'm trying to find her address. Okay, I have Olivia Moran, MD, at 1150 Berry Street. Does that sound right? Berry Street, yes. Prentice, Mississippi, 39474. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, but it's I just have the hospital address. I don't have the her.
Okay, you know? May I please have the hospital name? The
Jefferson
facility.
Davis Community Hospital.
Jefferson Davis. Okay, let me go ahead and just type that in. Jefferson Davis Community Hospital.
Right.
I got it here. Thank you. Came right up.
Oh, okay, great.
Mm-hmm. Have their phone number of 601-792-4276. The address, 1102 Rose Street.
Right, right.
Prentice. That sound about right?
Uh-huh, that's right.
Okay, good. Okay, next. Who was your prescribing doctor? Was it also Miss Dr. Olivia Moran?
No. Well, she sent me to another doctor that did, like, my biopsy and all that kind of stuff.
Okay. So who prescribed you the Depo-Provera?
Let me think of his name. His name is Dr. James Harrington.
Okay. Dr. James Harrington.
Right. He's an oncology doctor.
Was he based out of Hattiesburg?
Yes.
Is he a part of Merit Health?
No, he is with Forest General Hospital.
Can you say that name again? The prescribing?
It's with Forest General Hospital in Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
Okay, Forest General Hospital. Forest General Hospital.
Right.
In Hattiesburg, Mississippi, right?
Right.
Okay, got it. Thank you. But he is Dr. James Harrington, MD, right?
Exactly, yes.
Awesome. You're doing great. Thank you so much for having this information handy in your head.
You're welcome.
You know, I help people every day with this unfortunate, you know, lawsuit.
A lot of mine, I remember it because of what it was. It scared me to death. And when you go through something for that long, you just learn people's names, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, the important people, at least, you know.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
I might not know all my nurses, but everybody treated me good. You know, they was great. Mm-hmm. But I knew one certain people. Oh, I want to know their name.
I bet you that there were certain nurses that you also remember because they were the ones administrating, checking on you and all that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I still, when I visit people now, I see them and stop and talk to them and stuff.
There you go. And you know what? They appreciate it because it shows that you appreciate them, you know?
Exactly, right.
We all human, and we all here to take care of each other. So I'm glad that that you are cool like that, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you just are like, well, it's your job. Nope. They don't have to do that.
Right.
Okay, next question. And who was your, where was your farm? Where did you get your prescriptions filled at? What was the name? CVS, Walmart, there at the hospital?
Yeah, I got them at CVS Pharmacy in Hattiesburg.
Okay, so CVS Pharmacy and then Hattiesburg.
Right.
CVS Hattiesburg.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. I have one on Hardy Street, on Cole Street.
It's on Cole Street.
Okay, thank you. ...365 Cole Road, Hattiesburg. Does that sound right?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, thank you. Okay, diagnosing information. What was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Was it a CT scan, MRI, or both?
It was a CT scan, an MRI.
So both, okay.
Right.
Okay.
And a biopsy.
And a biopsy, got it.
Yeah.
Okay, I would list that under medical notes. Also had a biopsy. And that's prior to, right?
Right.
Prior to CT and MRI scans. Thank you. And do you have copies of your medical records, or you're able to obtain them from the hospital, right?
Right. I don't have them with me, but and I'm out of town today, but I know they have them at the hospital.
Okay. As long as you and the attorneys work together, if they need your help, then just please be on standby, okay?
Okay, great.
Mm-hmm. All right. Diagnosing doctor name. Who was the doctor that gave you the bad news?
The diagnosing doctor was Dr. Harrington.
James Harrington?
Yeah.
He prescribed it and he found the problem, huh? How convenient.
Right.
Sorry. Diagnosing facility name, Forest General Hospital.
Right.
Address, 365, nope, 6051. US 49. Got it. Got the phone number right here. Thank God for copy and paste.
Oh, I know.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. So James Harrington is American Board of Internal Medicine Medical Oncology.
Okay.
Did you ever have a prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay. And what type of treatment did you receive for the meningioma? Was it radiation, chemotherapy, immunization therapy?
It was brain surgery, steroids, and active monitoring.
Okay, so brain surgery. What else?
And steroids.
Steroids.
Yeah.
And brain monitoring?
Yeah, active monitoring. That's what they call it.
Okay, active monitoring. Okay. And who was your treating doctor?
The same doctor, Dr. Harrington.
Okay, thank you. Are you home today or are you at work?
No, I'm out of town today. I came to Georgia for a funeral.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Family, friends?
Yeah, one of my uncles.
Oh, man, I'm sorry to hear that. Was he a good guy?
Yes, man, so awesome. That's why we came.
Oh, man. Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. I'm really, really close with my nephews and nieces because I'm the youngest of my family. So I have more in common with my nephews and nieces because we're about the same age. So I feel you.
Yeah, and see, he was one of those type of people that, like, everybody loved him. He was, like, a kind person and he wasn't, you know, he loved all kids. He was always trying to teach you something and
there you go.
Show you some goodness, you know what
there
I'm saying?
You
so
go.
Everybody loved him.
That is awesome. That is great, yeah, because to this day, even like Christmas and all that stuff, I sit with my nephews and nieces instead of my own brothers and sisters.
Exactly, I know, because yes, I do the same thing. I swear I do. They have the best time, man, and I'm sitting around acting like old people.
That's what I'm saying. I got nothing in common with them. This 20-year difference between my oldest sibling, my brother, and myself. So everybody below in between them, I'm 6 years younger than the closest one. So, literally, my nephews and nieces are like 3 or 4 years younger than me.
Then
so
you are
we tight.
Now, I know that's real.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's cool when I see my sisters that. I think that's probably why they probably appreciate me because they see that I go hang out with their kids even when they're not around, you know?
Exactly. And it makes them feel good because they know they're older and then they looking at like, even if I'm not around, he's going to be there for them, you know?
Absolutely.
They'll have somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We go play disc golf a couple times a month. Bringing up the little ones now, now my great nephews are starting to hang out with me.
Exactly, and man, that's something you can't you can't replace that with anything. That right there is like it's priceless.
Thank you. I look forward to it. Like you know, we were bummed out. We were supposed to disc golf on New Year's Day, but my girl ended up catching a little something on her throat to where I was like, you know, I got to take care of her. You guys go have fun. You know.
Right. I gotta get right first now, y'all.
but we scheduled for this weekend already.
And you know what? They're gonna be looking forward to that. You don't know how much that means to them, you know?
Yeah. I love them. You have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
All right, honey. Well let me wrap you up. We're almost done with you. So were you ever hospitalized? It sounds like you probably were because you had that brain surgery, steroids, and active monitoring. So were you hospitalized?
Yes, I was.
And what dates were you hospitalized for the treatment for the meningioma?
On May 14th of 2011, I started active monitoring, and on December 3rd of 2011 was the surgery date.
Okay. And then after surgery, how long were you there?
15 days and then 12 months outpatient.
Surgery date. Was hospitalized. And then monitored, right? Active monitoring?
Yeah, 12 months outpatient.
And how are you doing now?
I'm doing pretty good now. Like, I still, my memory is kind of foggy, you know what I'm saying? But but for everything else, it's a blessing. I'm really doing pretty good.
Okay, so I'm really glad to hear that. By the way, because you sound good. You're all there. Like I said, I talk to people every day with this stuff, and it's so sad. A lot of people, the tumor has really affected them in a really bad way. You know.
Well, you know what I had to do. I had to change the way I eat. Mm. I have to take neurovitamins every day. Like, whatever I get my hands on that says, like, this is going to make me fire on all cylinders, I want to try it. Because I know, like, NeuroQ, Ginkoba, honey, I put Ginkoba in food, shakes, anything I can, you know, any kind of vitamin or supplement that I know is going to help regenerate me. That's what I did, and I went to, like, just eating healthy. I kind of laid off all of the bad stuff, so I'm kind of doing like chicken and fish, and mostly fruits and vegetables.
Uh-huh.
And believe it or not, I promise you that really, really helped me so much.
Oh, good.
Because at first I wasn't really eating good and taking care of myself good, and I was going down, you know?
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
And I had to get on up, and like I said, I had to change everything that I ate, because the thing about it is once your body gets so much inflammation in it, it's just going to start tearing down. And everything we eat is, you know, is animal fat. It's full of inflammation, so... And we don't know if they get what they're giving us. If we got sick animals, well animals, we don't know what they're giving us, because they're giving us junk and they're putting stuff in it and processing it, and we don't know what we're getting cancer from, what we're getting nothing from.
Right, right. No, I agree with you. I everything you said resonates with me. Unfortunately, I had to go through recently. My girlfriend is about going on 2 years in remission from lymphoma. She went through it all through COVID, where even when she was in the hospital, I couldn't go in there and be with her because it wasn't allowed, no visitors. So I feel what you're going, what you're talking about, you know, all the different things that you got to do and find that courage and that strength to get up. Sometimes a bottle of water is just next to you in the bedstand and you don't have enough energy to get it. So I get it. You're doing. I'm proud of you. You know, because you're making it happen.
Right. And they have a. I got like some Dr. Sebi books off Amazon, and it's just full of all kind of different herbs that you use to make different teas and stuff like that with that, like, literally cures cancer and takes, you know, get it out of your body, like all different kinds of diseases. And when I start doing that, I know it sounds crazy because it's holistic, but, like, it really, my body is, and my brain, I can literally say it brought me back.
Oh, that's awesome.
So tell her if she want to get a boost on what's going on, just order some of those Dr. Sebi boosts. All she got to do is get on Amazon and, like, type in, like, what's going on or what's, you know, what she had. And it's just going to bring up all kind of information and different herbs and just
you can make salve
and everything, man.
Yeah, that's awesome. I appreciate that. I'm going to write that down. I actually sent you a text right now just so that we're about to wrap up. I want you to have let me actually send you my number. I can't believe I didn't send you my direct line. 949. And if you don't mind, if you come up on any of that research you have handy, shoot it my way. I'd appreciate that.
Okay, I will. Thank you so much. I sure will, because I know it's some good stuff. And it works.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
It's all about sharing is caring. And, you know, when we help each other out, you level up, you know?
Exactly.
Okay, so next what I need to do. Okay, what I'm going to do right now, real quick, law firm requirements. We had to go over these to make sure I didn't miss anything. I did confirm that you don't have currently you don't have representation from an attorney. You haven't signed any paperwork with anybody else. We also confirmed that you were diagnosed with meningioma after using Depo-Provera for a contraceptive. We also confirmed that you used the Depo-Provera injection for 1 year or more, equivalent to 4 shots every 3 months. We also confirm that you used the brand name Depo-Provera by Pfizer. Also confirm that you started receiving injections after 1992. We also confirm that you want to participate in the Depo-Provera lawsuit. We're also confirming your spelling and person information. So let me get that out and let's verify that. One second. Is it? One second, I can't find my intake form. Where is it? I am gonna cry if I somehow fat fingered it and deleted it or something. Oh my God, where are you? Desktop contacts, TortCon.
Where you gonna go?
One second, I'm looking for.
No, I'm.
Yeah, the redhead versus the new half. Simple move things over there.
Okay.
Me and Debbie might say we got.
Okay, here it is. All right, so let me go ahead and review. I do have your first name. Lotoya Shawnette Shawnett Jones. Social 427-134172. I have the email address of lovingyoublessme@gmail.com. Phone number 601-522-0053. Address 99 Jenny Lane, Prentice, Mississippi. It's 39474. And we have doctor information, treatment, doctor information, hospitalization information, medical records, yes. Okay, next thing is if you choose, we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we could continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we would only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach it for an extended period of time. So it helps prevent disruptions in your case. And we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Do you want to share a contact person or no?
Yeah.
Okay. Do they live with you or no?
No, they don't live with me.
Okay. Then who is the name of the person? What's the name of the person, please?
Benjamin, B-E-N-J-A-M-I-N.
Mm-hmm.
Jones.
Jones. Got it. And what is the relationship to you?
He's my son.
It's your son, okay. And what's his phone number, please?
601 337 7551.
Okay. Okay. All right. So what I'm going to do now is I am going to send you this electronically. Have you ever done an electric a DocuSign?
Yes.
Okay, so it should be really easy. It takes about 30 seconds to do or so.
Okay.
Yeah, so let me know when you got it.
I'm waiting on it. It's coming through as a text?
Yeah, I sent it to both email and text.
Okay.
You open whichever one you want, whichever one's easier for you. Sometimes people have a tablet next to them or a laptop. Email's easier.
Yeah, email. Okay, my phone do that too up here. You know, I hate that. I'm living in a rural area. Man, it takes forever for something.
Oh, no, I get you. I get you. But you did guess something for me, though, right?
Not yet.
No? Okay, let me see what's going on. Hold on. Okay, it says it's sending now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sorry about that. I don't know why it took the scenic route.
Yeah, it just came through.
Okay, good. That was weird. So was the service, you guys already had the service or you still got to go?
What service?
For your uncle.
Yeah, we on our way there now. I'm in the back seat doing all this. Ain't that
fun? Okay.
And I want them to stop somewhere and give me a hamburger because I'm hungry and they won't.
You know,
I'm so
you,
mad with them. He's a horrible son, man. He will not stop somewhere and buy me a hamburger. I'm about to die.
Well, here's what you do. You gotta wink, wink, use the bathroom at the next Wendy's you see.
I know it. That's what I told him. I said, please, I just need a little one combo or something, man. Oh,
throw me a nugget. Throw me something.
You ought to see her there in the front seat dying laughing at me because I'm so familiar.
Oh, that's funny.
When we get over here, you watch. They kids in the car with one of my daughter. When we get over here, all they kids going to be hungry and want a hamburger, too. You watch when we get over here.
Of course.
I know if I'm hungry. I know if Gigi hungry, they hungry, too.
Oh, my God. That's funny.
Look, that's what they call me, Gigi. I know if Gigi hungry, them jokers hungry, too.
Okay, well, I see you're done. You completed. You finished on your end, right?
I'm finished, yeah. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay, yep. Okay, so you and I are done at this point. You do have my contact information. If you know of any friends, family, anybody else that may need my help, please send them away. And if you come across that that link, you want to send me that info, good stuff for me to share with my girl, that would be great.
Okie dokie, I sure will.
Okay, so for basically what to expect now is it's Friday. My team will review my call, make sure I didn't miss anything. And then I'd say Tuesday, Wednesday or so, you'll be getting a call from the attorneys, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, my pleasure. You guys take care. Be safe. God bless you guys out in your day, okay? You take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.